This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حمدا لله. حمدا لله والصلاة والسلام دائمين على خير خلق الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم نلقاه. All praise and all thanks is solely due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom and His mercy to place blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and all those who follow him till the day of Qiyamah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, on this beautiful Friday afternoon, I greet you with a message of peace and blessings and tranquility when I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to witness another day of Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan. And we are forever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these next few moments, moments of benefit for us in ways that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, this month truly is amazing. It does set itself apart from all the other months of the year. And we just have this different feeling within this month of Ramadan. And we can actually see that feeling on the people, on people's actions. For example, we know that we can see people are doing more good things in this month of Ramadan. And one of the things that we can visibly see is the amount of sadaqah that people are giving. The amount of goodwill that people are doing in this month of Ramadan. And subhanallah, this is, as Sheikh Muhammad mentioned, that this is the month of sharing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's two things that we want to achieve from this month. The first is taqwa. We want to have that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is to be more grateful. To be grateful individuals. And I want us to keep those two themes in the back of our mind as we go through the khutbah today. So what was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like in this month? Did he have the same type of qualities? Did he have the same actions? There's a hadith that mentions the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was known as kana rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajwarun nas, that he was very giving. He was very charitable. Very generous. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونَ. But when it came to these most generous moments, those were found and reserved for the month of Ramadan. So we find that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was extremely generous in the month of Ramadan. The hadith goes further and says that in this month, he used to recite to Jibreel and revise his Quran. Remind himself of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith ends and concludes with ajwad bil khayr, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so generous that he could be compared to a riham mursala, which basically means a generous wind, a wind that brings about benefit to people. It's the cause of benefit. And that is how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in this month of Ramadan. He was the cause of benefit, cause of joy to other people. Now once again, there's something else I want us to remember. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using an analogy over here of nature to explain to us what we should be like. To give us an example of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like in the month of Ramadan. And he specifically uses wind. So keep that also in the back of your mind. But just in case we don't understand and we can't really perceive what goodness is and what charity is, what giving of your wealth is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this amazing ayah, He says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ, that if you want to attain righteousness, if you want to attain that rank, that level of taqwa, that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ, that you will never ever achieve it. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, until you give of that which you cherish the most, that which you love the most, that which you appreciate the most. And it's important to mention this because it might be different to everyone. I might have a lot of money, so giving money is not important to me, but my time is precious to me. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only when it comes to what you love the most. So give of your money, but also give of your time. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Now sometimes we give of things and no one sees it. And sometimes we want that recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one that gives recognition. So you give of your time. You give a good word to someone. You phone someone you haven't spoken to in a long time. You're a busy person. But you do that. You take your time out to be able to do that. No one else sees it. It's a conversation just between you and the other person. But Allah sees it. And Allah is the one that He's the one that we're trying to please. He's the one that we're trying to get close to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry. I am the one who takes note of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in an amazing verse in the Quran, just in case we still don't perceive what it's like to give charity, to give of what we've been entrusted with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a similitude, right? Or an analogy that is given of someone who gives of his wealth. Someone who gives of the things that he owns, that he's been entrusted with. كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِيَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is similar to a seed. Right? A seed. And within the seed there are seven smaller seeds or seven spikes. And in each of these smaller compartments, there is 100 seeds. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us over here? He says that whenever we give something to someone, it might seem insignificant to you, but to that person, it might be amazing. It might be something completely different, something to change their day, something to make the day or the week worthwhile living, just by you giving that small act. Giving someone a plate of food, phoning someone, might just bring that joy to that person. And through that, it'll have a knock-on effect on other people. So by you giving that small insignificant thing, it might mean something major to someone else. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and double and multiply to whoever he wishes to. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He's all knowledgeable. He knows exactly the small things that you're doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the example of the small seed. Because that too is almost insignificant. But has the potential to be something amazing. Something great and something of great benefit to mankind. Just like your sadaqah. But in the same way, Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as this gift, big, amazing gift. Something that can produce so much more. But with that, Jamaatul Muslimin, there's a responsibility. There's a bit of caution. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. And the companions mentioned that whenever you hear this verse, whenever we hear this verse, these words, these set of words, we should pay close attention to these words. Why? Because it can either be of great benefit to you, or it can protect you from a great harm. So this charity that we're giving, we need to understand it's not something simple, something major. Because this is the way we're going to achieve righteousness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. When it comes to this charity, be wary, be careful. Be careful about this action that you are going to do. Because, la tubtilu, don't destroy it, don't discard it. Bil manni wal adha. By what? What would discard these things? By you proclaiming it and advertising the fact that you've done this act. And also by causing harm to other people. Now what does this mean? Let's contextualize for a few moments. So, and you know, when we do sadaqah, when we give in charity, you know, there's this vibe that's around you, this atmosphere. You know, we're giving, we're packing parcels, we're doing all these good things. It's only natural for us to, you know, to want to encourage other people to do the same thing. So what do? We post things. We take pictures and put it online. We tell other people, you know how many parcels we did this year? We did 70. Or we cooked 100 pots of food. And it becomes almost like a sinister competition that we're having amongst each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be wary of those things. Now imagine all the sacrifice that you put into doing these good things. You put a lot of sacrifice in it. A lot of effort and time goes into doing these good acts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be wary about destroying those acts. And causing harm to other people. And this is a common thing that we find. Is that what we normally have is, maybe we need to think about possible ways to do this in a better way. But when we give out food, we have people queue in lines. You know, we encourage people to beg in certain ways. We haven't developed a really good way to honor the person who we're giving to. Instead, we degrade them by making them stand in lines, you know, telling them to keep in, you know, in take turns and so on. We don't get our food like that when at home. Instead, there's honor, either dad dishes first or mom dishes first, whatever routines we have. But we don't do that when it comes to the people that we're giving charity to. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be careful, you might just destroy it. You might destroy it. So be wary of those factors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He gives us another analogy. And He says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٍ. So just like we're going to plant that seed that we spoke about, imagine planting it on a rock. Something, a land that's not edible. فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٍ. And then a wind comes. Remember we mentioned wind earlier before? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصَابَهُ وَابِلٍ. That a strong wind comes, and what will it do to that rock that you just planted those things on? Put that soil on. All that soil will be removed. Whatever you've done of good and effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will be wiped away. So it doesn't matter what necessarily you do, it's always the way you do it. لَا يَقَدِرُونَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا. It's not able to carry whatever you've done with it. It's of no benefit to you. So by you posting things online, by you, you know, advertising, the fact that you're doing this good, it might just destroy the effort that you've put in. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. I love this piece. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He doesn't guide those people who are kafirin. Now whenever we look at the translation in the Quran, we see disbelieving people. Now the word kuffar doesn't always only mean someone who disbelieves. But as we find in Surah Al-Dahr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares it with those people who are ungrateful. Meaning, you're not truly thankful for what you have. Because if you were, you would take special care in how you give that over to someone else. And I like to think about the money that we have as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing it in with us to invest it in other things. So you should be a good investor when it comes to investing the money in whatever endeavors you do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how we are and how we work and how we tick. So we think, you know, I have a lot of money, or I don't have a lot of money. If I give off of this money, I will have less money. That's generally how math works. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَ مِن مَالٍ. That your wealth will not decrease with sadaqah. It will never decrease with sadaqah. So let's just think about that for a second. Doesn't make sense. But if you look at certain individuals, they have a lot of money. A lot of money. But they're in debt. Or they're constantly, you know, it's just never working. They're never happy with what they have. So we always think of the wealth as the money that you have, your bank account. But that's not always what wealth is. Wealth is tranquility. Having peace of heart and peace of mind. That's true wealth. Would you rather want to be wealthy and depressed and stressed? Or, you know, just making it, but you're extremely happy. It's something for us to think about. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that your sadaqah will not decrease your wealth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَالصَّدَقَةَ. When it comes to sadaqah, it will remove all of your sins. It will extinguish all of your sins. Just like water extinguishes fire. And in this month of Ramadan, we're trying to get rid of all the sins that we have. We're trying to remove as much as possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a simple act is by giving in sadaqah. Giving off of what you have. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He says, just in case you're still concerned about the wealth that you have, He says, الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. That shaitan, he whispers in your ears and tells you, hey, you're going to have little money. You're not going to have enough. You're not going to have enough if you give a lot of your sadaqah. He won't have enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what shaitan says. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنُ وَفَضْلًا. But instead, by giving in sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you that you will have maghfirah, that you will be forgiven, and fadla, that you will raise in your ranks. So who would you rather listen to? Shaytan or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Jamaatul Muslimin, we need to rethink the way that we think about sadaqah. What does it mean? And of what benefit can it be to us and to the people that we give it to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my concluding hadith. He says that ما تصدق أحد بصدقة من طيب, that there's not an individual that gives of his wealth anything that is good. Meaning, the thing is good, and also the way that he's done it was good. إلا أخذ الرحمن بيميني, excepting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it in his right hand. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold on to that in his right hand. Even if it is a date. And just as a side note, you know, recently my wife told me, she said, what are we going to send around to people? We were late for iftar. People are sending around the cookies and the biscuits and stuff. What are we going to give them? And she said, okay, I'm just going to give a packet of dates. And I'm like, dates? Really? You're going to give dates? I mean, people are sending some wursas and pies, and we're going to give dates? And then she reminded me about this hadith. And I was like, I'm an idiot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if it is a tamar, and you'll be giving a plate. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِن كَانَ التَّمَرَ فَتَرْبُوا فِي كَفِّ الرَّحْمَنِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you've done the good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will nurture that. Nurture that date, حَتَّى تَكُونُ أَعْذَمُ, until it is greater than min al-jabal, until it is greater than a mountain. Subhanallah. What type of investments are we making, Jamaat al-Muslimin? By giving a tamar, and we get a mountain in return by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No amount of cryptos can give us that. This is something that we need to think about. What are we preparing for and what are we planning for? And when we do those things, when we do the planning, don't just take into consideration what we're giving, but also the manner in which we giving it in, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana adil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan. And may increase us in our ranks through our fasting and our sadaqah. Wa akhiru da'wahum adil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.